Today on Press TV, the US Congress is set to vote on a bill that makes it much more difficult for the poor to afford food. The bill would cut more than $8 billion in food stamp benefits for the needy. It would also reduce benefits for 850,000 of America's poorest households. Bahrain continues to crack down on anti-regime protests amid a massive media blackout. Security forces have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to break up crowds in the village of Sitra. The Arab kingdom has been rocked by a popular uprising since February 2011. The United Nations condemns Israel for bulldozing more Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank. The UN Relief and Works Agency says nearly 70 Palestinians have been displaced in the latest demolitions. The world body says Israel has knocked down more than 660 houses in 2013. An American court approves the indefinite detention without trial of prisoners held by the US military in Afghanistan. The ruling comes as five inmates in the Bagram prison had filed a petition for the right to challenge their unlawful detentions. There have been numerous allegations of serious prisoner abuse in the jail. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan reshuffles his cabinet after three ministers stepped down over a major graft scandal. Erdogan's ruling party has been in hot waters since two dozen top officials, including the sons of three ministers, were detained as part of a corruption investigation. The Syrian army has foiled an attempt by foreign bank militants to enter Syrian territory. Government forces opened fire on a group of insurgents as they were trying to enter Syria from Lebanon. A dozen militants were killed and many more injured in the clash. France has deployed tanks at the airport of the Central African Republic's capital city amid intense gunfire nearby. Bangui has been the scene of deadly clashes over the past weeks. About 1,000 people have lost their lives since a sectarian conflict erupted earlier this month in the former French colony. At least four people are killed in a fresh US drone strike in Pakistan. A pilotless plane reportedly fired two missiles at a building near Miran Shah in North Waziristan. The US claims it targets militants in drone strikes, but figures show many civilians are being killed by America's drone fire. There's the latest here on Press TV.